Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpoveďový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom krížik. Prvá nahrávka. Vypočujete si rozhovor s anglickým hercom Nickom Frostom. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You will hear an interview with the English actor Nick Frost about how he spends his weekends. The 40-year-old actor came to fame in the late 1990s in the UK television sitcom Spaced and made his first film in 2004. When he isn't practicing for his movies, he is more than glad to stay at home on a Saturday evening. So let's talk to him about how he and his wife Chris spend their weekends.
How do you start your weekend?
For my wife, Chris, and me, the weekend starts at about 4:30 on a Friday afternoon. We know a couple next door, and they come over with their baby, so we have a cup of coffee and a bottle of wine together. We relax and play with the babies for a couple of hours. We both work really hard, so it is a nice way to mark the week as it ends. My 11-month-old son is in bed by 6:30, and then I usually have a curry with my wife. There's a delivery place near us, so they will bring the curry to our place really quickly. I live in the London suburb of Twickenham. Because we get up so early, we're usually in bed pretty early too. We watch TV a bit too.
What's your Saturday morning like?
I'm usually up at 6 a.m, even at the weekend. We have a baby, so everyone is awake. I take my dog, Kenny, a border terrier, for a walk on Saturday morning for 3 hours or so. There are a few forests nearby within a 25 or 30 minute drive. There's a place called Frensham, which is a really old, really big pine forest. It feels like you could be in Sweden. So I go there and am back by about 9:30 a.m.
What's next on your programme?
Usually on Saturdays, I enjoy outdoor activities with my wife. Chris and I like to go for a walk together. There's a farmer's market close to us, which is very nice. We go there every Saturday and we buy what we are going to prepare that night.
Do you buy anything special?
It depends what we're in the mood for. We're all about cooking. Perhaps it's something we've got from our parents, the love of food. When we wake up, we decide what we want and then buy it. We get back to the house at about 1 p.m. and the whole afternoon will be spent looking after the baby and preparing food.
What have you cooked recently?
Lots of chicken and mushroom pie, things that you can put on and leave for a long time, cooking really slowly. It's a real treat for a Saturday evening.
Do you go out Saturday evening?
We're not people that go out a lot. We usually have friends over to come eat dinner with us. Sometimes we watch Britain's Got Talent.
What's your Sunday like?
We're more likely to go out and meet friends and have a lot of people over. When Chris's parents come over, her dad and I watch football together. I support West Ham. We could have lunch at a pub or in our house. It's a day to spend with the family.
Is there a local pub you like going to?
The Three Kings, which is a traditional pub. It is one of those places where you can go and they make you feel at home. I really like it there.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You will hear an interview with the English actor Nick Frost about how he spends his weekends. The 40-year-old actor came to fame in the late 1990s in the UK television sitcom Spaced and made his first film in 2004. When he isn't practicing for his movies, he is more than glad to stay at home on a Saturday evening. So let's talk to him about how he and his wife Chris spend their weekends.
How do you start your weekend?
For my wife, Chris, and me, the weekend starts at about 4:30 on a Friday afternoon. We know a couple next door, and they come over with their baby, so we have a cup of coffee and a bottle of wine together. We relax and play with the babies for a couple of hours. We both work really hard, so it is a nice way to mark the week as it ends. My 11-month-old son is in bed by 6:30, and then I usually have a curry with my wife. There's a delivery place near us, so they will bring the curry to our place really quickly. I live in the London suburb of Twickenham. Because we get up so early, we're usually in bed pretty early too. We watch TV a bit too.
What's your Saturday morning like?
I'm usually up at 6 a.m, even at the weekend. We have a baby, so everyone is awake. I take my dog, Kenny, a border terrier, for a walk on Saturday morning for 3 hours or so. There are a few forests nearby within a 25 or 30-minute drive. There's a place called Frensham, which is a really old, really big pine forest. It feels like you could be in Sweden. So I go there and am back by about 9:30 a.m.
What's next on your programme?
Usually on Saturdays, I enjoy outdoor activities with my wife. Chris and I like to go for a walk together. There's a farmer's market close to us, which is very nice. We go there every Saturday and we buy what we are going to prepare that night.
Do you buy anything special?
It depends what we're in the mood for. We're all about cooking. Perhaps it's something we've got from our parents, the love of food. When we wake up, we decide what we want and then buy it. We get back to the house at about 1 p.m. and the whole afternoon will be spent looking after the baby and preparing food.
What have you cooked recently?
Lots of chicken and mushroom pie, things that you can put on and leave for a long time, cooking really slowly. It's a real treat for a Saturday evening.
Do you go out Saturday evening?
We're not people that go out a lot. We usually have friends over to come eat dinner with us. Sometimes we watch Britain's Got Talent.
What's your Sunday like?
We're more likely to go out and meet friends and have a lot of people over. When Chris's parents come over, her dad and I watch football together. I support West Ham. We could have lunch at a pub or in our house. It's a day to spend with the family.
Is there a local pub you like going to?
The Three Kings, which is a traditional pub. It is one of those places where you can go and they make you feel at home. I really like it there.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Druhá nahrávka. Vypočujte si rozhlasovú reláciu zaoberajúcu sa životom populárnej speváčky Celine Dion. Na základe vypočutého rozhodnite o každom z tvrdení 8 až 13, či je pravdivé A, nepravdivé B, alebo z nahrávky nevyplýva C. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You will hear a radio program discussing interesting life stories of various celebrities. Today, we will hear some facts from the life of popular singer Celine Dion.
Celine Dion was born in 1968 in the small town of Charlemagne, Quebec, with a singing voice that her mother encouraged. By the age of 5, she was performing for anyone who would listen in her native country, Canada. In 1980, her mother brought her to manager René Angélil, who so believed in her voice that he helped to finance her career. In 1981, they released her first record in her native French language that made her an immediate star. The following year, she competed in and won a gold medal at the Tokyo World Song Festival. Her promising career continued, and in 1987, she produced the album Incognito, which became a huge success. Swiss songwriters asked her to represent Switzerland in the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. By winning the contest in Dublin, Ireland, her career in Europe developed quickly. Her first English language album became popular internationally due to the breakthrough single, Where Does My Heart Beat Now? Many of the hit singles that followed over the next 10 years were written by Diane Warren, a composer who was best known for power ballads. However, in a short time, Celine Dion showed her talents as a songwriter when she co-wrote songs for her further albums. In late 1993, she mentioned to the public for the first time that she was in love with her manager, René Angélil. Celine's third English language album was called The Color of My Love, and then she also described her manager as the color of her love. She married him a year later in 1994. The wedding was broadcast on television across Canada and was very highly rated. Some fans believed it was the best ever celebrity wedding. Up to now, Celine has sold around 175 million albums, making her one of the best-selling female artists of all time. Dion's work has also been reflected in the soundtracks of a number of hit films. In North America and in the United States, her song Because You Loved Me for the popular animated Disney film Beauty and the Beast added to her stardom. In 1997, the song My Heart Will Go On for the motion picture Titanic made her the top star of the music world with more than 50 million records sold. 1 year later, she performed The Prayer for the 1998 animated film Quest for Camelot. Her last movie song came in 1999 with Then You Look at Me.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You will hear a radio program discussing interesting life stories of various celebrities. Today, we will hear some facts from the life of popular singer Celine Dion.
Celine Dion was born in 1968 in the small town of Charlemagne, Quebec, with a singing voice that her mother encouraged. By the age of five, she was performing for anyone who would listen in her native country, Canada. In 1980, her mother brought her to manager René Angélil, who so believed in her voice that he helped to finance her career. In 1981, they released her first record in her native French language that made her an immediate star. The following year, she competed in and won a gold medal at the Tokyo World Song Festival. Her promising career continued, and in 1987, she produced the album Incognito, which became a huge success. Swiss songwriters asked her to represent Switzerland in the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. By winning the contest in Dublin, Ireland, her career in Europe developed quickly. Her first English language album became popular internationally due to the breakthrough single, Where Does My Heart Beat Now? Many of the hit singles that followed over the next 10 years were written by Diane Warren, a composer who was best known for power ballads. However, in a short time, Celine Dion showed her talents as a songwriter when she co-wrote songs for her further albums. In late 1993, she mentioned to the public for the first time that she was in love with her manager, René Angélil. Celine's third English language album was called The Color of My Love, and then she also described her manager as the color of her love. She married him a year later in 1994. The wedding was broadcast on television across Canada and was very highly rated. Some fans believed it was the best ever celebrity wedding. Up to now, Celine has sold around 175 million albums, making her one of the best-selling female artists of all time. Dion's work has also been reflected in the soundtracks of a number of hit films. In North America and in the United States, her song Because You Loved Me for the popular animated Disney film Beauty and the Beast added to her stardom. In 1997, the song My Heart Will Go On for the motion picture Titanic made her the top star of the music world with more than 50 million records sold. 1 year later, she performed The Prayer for the 1998 animated film Quest for Camelot. Her last movie song came in 1999 with Then You Look at Me.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Tretia nahrávka. Vypočujte si rozhlasovú reláciu, v ktorej odborníci radia rodičom, aké výhody pre ich dieťa môže mať pobyt v dennom tábore. Budete počuť 6 praktických výhod pobytu v dennom tábore. Tieto sú zhrnuté vo vetách označených 14 až 20, avšak nie v poradí, v akom ste ich počuli v nahrávke. Na základe vypočutého zoraďte vety do správneho poradia, takže zapíšete do odpoveďového hárku ku každej z nich príslušné poradové číslo od 1 do 6. Pozor! Jedna veta je navyše a obsahuje informáciu, ktorú ste v nahrávke nepočuli. K tejto vete napíšte do odpoveďového hárka krížik. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 14 až 20. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
The summer months can be pretty long if your child has nothing to do while waiting for school to begin again in the autumn. Day camp can fill the gap by helping your child learn a new skill, make friends, exercise, or have an adventure. But day camps aren't just about preventing children from getting bored. They can also help working parents who still need childcare for their kids. There are also other advantages of having a child in day camp. So let's listen to them.
Advantage 1. Not all children are prepared to stay away from home for a week or two. Day camps give children the opportunity to experience a camp program without any worries. If children enjoy a day camp program, later on, they might try to stay in camp without their parents being around. In a year or two, they will find it easier to stay in a camp for one or more nights as they become more confident. Advantage 2. If children stay at home alone without much adult care, something dangerous may happen. When left alone, children may experiment with bad behavior, such as smoking or drinking. If you, as a parent, are worried that free time could lead to disaster, consider a day camp as an alternative. Advantage 3. If you pick the right program, children's day camp experience will teach them new things, develop their abilities, or introduce them to new interests. Most regions offer a variety of camp programs, including sport camps, art or theater camps, science camps, adventure camps, music camps, or even specialized camps for cooking or film. Advantage 4. Childcare in general is quite expensive, but day camp programs can be offered at reasonable prices. Parks and recreation departments, schools, and even service organizations such as the Girl Scouts offer programs which are not expensive. Be sure to ask if the camp provides lunches, snacks, or transportation, and if all this is included in the price. Advantage 5. The popularity of day camp programs also gives you a possibility to choose one for your child according to your time possibilities, location, and the character of the program. Whether you are looking for a day camp for the whole summer or just 1 week, as a parent, you have several options to choose from. Consult local schools, churches, and other parents to learn about the camps offered in your area. Advantage 6. The main reason you should consider a day camp program is because it can provide a lot of enjoyment and positive experiences for your child. If children help decide what program they may attend, their experience will be even more enjoyable.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
The summer months can be pretty long if your child has nothing to do while waiting for school to begin again in the autumn. Day camp can fill the gap by helping your child learn a new skill, make friends, exercise, or have an adventure. But day camps aren't just about preventing children from getting bored. They can also help working parents who still need childcare for their kids. There are also other advantages of having a child in day camp. So let's listen to them.
Advantage 1. Not all children are prepared to stay away from home for a week or two. Day camps give children the opportunity to experience a camp program without any worries. If children enjoy a day camp program, later on, they might try to stay in camp without their parents being around. In a year or two, they will find it easier to stay in a camp for one or more nights as they become more confident. Advantage 2. If children stay at home alone without much adult care, something dangerous may happen. When left alone, children may experiment with bad behavior, such as smoking or drinking. If you, as a parent, are worried that free time could lead to disaster, consider a day camp as an alternative. Advantage 3. If you pick the right program, children's day camp experience will teach them new things, develop their abilities, or introduce them to new interests. Most regions offer a variety of camp programs, including sport camps, art or theater camps, science camps, adventure camps, music camps, or even specialized camps for cooking or film. Advantage 4. Childcare in general is quite expensive, but day camp programs can be offered at reasonable prices. Parks and recreation departments, schools, and even service organizations such as the Girl Scouts offer programs which are not expensive. Be sure to ask if the camp provides lunches, snacks, or transportation, and if all this is included in the price. Advantage 5. The popularity of day camp programs also gives you a possibility to choose one for your child according to your time possibilities, location, and the character of the program. Whether you are looking for a day camp for the whole summer or just 1 week, as a parent, you have several options to choose from. Consult local schools, churches, and other parents to learn about the camps offered in your area. Advantage 6. The main reason you should consider a day camp program is because it can provide a lot of enjoyment and positive experiences for your child. If children help decide what program they may attend, their experience will be even more enjoyable.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.